You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. This past Saturday, August 19th, Montrealers gathered at Parc La Fontaine with members of the Montreal Autonomous Tenants Union. The union works to help organize Montreal tenants against illegal rent hikes, rent evictions, and mistreatment from landlords. Now, they're trying to get 5,000 Montrealers to join a rent strike in protest of rising rents and the proposed Bill 31. I talked to Sarah Taves about what a rent strike is and what's at stake.
So first of all, a rent strike is a process of tenants withholding rent until their demands are met, so the rent does get paid back and you don't get evicted. This is coming in response to Bill 31, which would give landlords the power to unilaterally refuse lease transfers, which right now are used as a method of keeping housing affordable by circulating it between a community, between roommates, before a landlord can step in to increase the rent. So if Bill 31 is passed, we can expect to see an acceleration of the housing crisis in homelessness, like we've already seen through the pandemic.
There's a few different provisions in Bill 31, but it's the ability of landlords to refuse a lease transfer that's drawn the most concern. Lease transfers are a key part of Quebec's soft-touch approach to keeping rents low. When it comes to rent increases, the province encourages negotiation between landlords and tenants instead of strict rent controls. Taking over an existing lease puts tenants on more equal footing in those talks. Landlords have long been able to refuse lease transfers if a prospective tenant didn't pass a credit or a reference check. But if Bill 31 passes, they won't need a reason. Tave says that this would effectively kill the practice.
What landlord is going to accept a lease transfer when they can refuse it and increase the rent as much as they want? Technically, if this bill is passed, a landlord will have to indicate the former tenant's rent on the lease, but they can invent any number. There's no way of verifying this. So it'll be very easy for rents to skyrocket in Montreal, as we're already seeing.
That's why the union is turning to a rent strike, and a big one too. They say they're inspired by the gains that similar strikes have won over the years and think the time is right for Montreal's own.
In 2020, in the U.S., a landlord association estimated that 30% of tenants were on rent strike. We're also very inspired by rent strikes in Toronto. In 2017, in Parkdale, tenants got some major wins, like a rent reduction program and maintenance that had long been neglected through a rent strike. We're also drawing on more historical precedents, like in 1963 in Harlem, tenants had rent reduced to $1 a month through a rent strike. So we're seeing these major wins that we could never obtain by going to the tribunal, and big collective wins as well. That's the other issue with trying to solve these problems legally, is that often we might get a win for ourselves, but our neighbors don't feel that.
This isn't the first time a rent strike has been tried in Montreal. There was a Canada-wide campaign during the early months of COVID-19, but that was organized in response to mass pandemic layoffs. When the federal government rolled out income supports, they took away the main motivator to strike. This time around, the strike won't start until there's strength in numbers, 5,000 tenants to be exact. That means the union is looking for Montrealers not just to participate in the strike, but to help spread the word.
Part of the goal with 5,000 tenants is that people take on the responsibility of organizing their neighbors as well, so that all the responsibility isn't on a few organizers in the Montreal Tenants Union. So we are really encouraging people to spread the strike with their neighbors.
Me alone, I'm probably not going to be able to do too much, but you know, when you have the collective and trying to, you know, mobilize that collective power into some actions that could benefit the community, that makes more sense.
Speaking now is Clary Sanchez. He's lived in Montreal for 6 years, but just got involved with the union last month when he started having problems with his own landlord. Now he's organizing his neighbors with the rent strike, but he's getting mixed responses.
We see a lot of enthusiasm for it, but also a lot of fear, because not everybody can expose themselves like that. Even by defending my own interest, do I get in conflict with my landlord? And what happens if I have a children or if I'm low income? You know, suddenly you have to negotiate all these things that intersect, you know. So I'm enthusiastic about it, but it's complicated because not everybody has the same degree of exposure to liabilities and stuff like that, especially when you are being frontal about defending your interests as a tenant.
If you're trying to organize your building, says Sanchez, it helps to build community first.
You know, you cannot force people to, even if it makes a lot of sense, to defend their own interests, but you just gotta kind of like show them what's possible to do as a community. I think the first step to advance into this kind of mobilization is to actually build a community, because you cannot really do ambitious things without having a community in the first place. If we build a community and I know them, and they know me, they can see how this affects me, maybe we can build some solidarity through that, rather than come in really hard, really dogmatic.
What's worked for him is starting things out on a lighter note.
A lot of people are already pretty stressed with their daily lives, so even though organizing can be a little bit stressful, if you're taking the lead in your building, just try to make it a little bit fun. Just to make these ideas easier to digest and actually people showing off when you require some type of organization. So, for instance, I went door knocking with my partner. We offer some cookies. We talk about, what they do for a living, you know, what are their interests. And then through getting to know them, you know, you kind of get a better picture and, you know, you organize from time to time. Things like a picnic or like a cocktail night or something that to bring people together, so it doesn't become necessarily a meeting where you're gonna talk about the stressful things, which definitely is probably gonna happen, but you need to kind of like balance that.
But what about tenants' fears of reprisal? Tave says that while tenants should expect pushback from landlords, the union is working hard to avoid evictions.
Going on rent strike, for one, we have very strong legal protections in Quebec, at least for the first month of a strike. As long as the rent is paid back before a judge can make a decision, you can't be evicted. We are also imagining a significant strain on the court system, which is already clogged. With 5,000 tenants on strike, it's unimaginable that every landlord can get a court hearing. We are also planning to organize public responses to landlords filing for eviction to make it clear to landlords that they should wait out the strike instead of trying to evict their tenants. And we have lots of experience with this as a union of using pressure campaigns and collective power against landlords.
To learn more about the Montreal Autonomous Tenants Union and their rent strike campaign, you can visit their link tree at slam.matu. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.